I'm joined by Kimberly Carson, CEO of Breast Cancer Canada. Can you tell us a little bit about Breast Cancer Canada's mission and its unique role in breast cancer research in Canada?
Yeah, absolutely. So Breast Cancer Canada is the only organization that's dedicated 100% to raising funds for breast cancer research. And we do it with a focus on precision oncology, which is personalized medicine. So we're the only ones uniquely to do that in Canada at the moment.
How has Breast Cancer Canada been contributing to breast cancer research, and are there any recent advancements in the field that you find particularly promising?
Yeah, I mean, we've been funding breast cancer research for over 30 years, but I will tell you that, you know, some of the advancements we see now are just incredible. You know, with the use of AI, being able to detect who might actually get breast cancer before it actually happens. And I think Breast Cancer Canada has given $3 million towards prevention of breast cancer, which is a new innovative field that's starting to emerge. You know, imagine if we were able to figure out who was going to actually get breast cancer if they were high risk, and we could treat it before it even happens. So those are the huge advancements that I see coming, you know, as long and as well as the potential for a blood test that will help with screening and detection. That's on the horizon as well. So, you know, I think that there's been some huge advantages. We used to think there was only three different types of breast cancer. Now we know there's 50 different types of breast cancer, and they don't all respond in the same way. So we can change now the type of treatment you receive based on the type of breast cancer you have. And that's going back to that, you know, personalized medicine and precision oncology, just so powerful on how we treat patients now.
Breast Cancer Canada funds research without government support. Can you speak on the importance of donor contributions in driving progress forward?
Yeah, I think that's very important, because what we learn from, you know, our donors and people that participate with us through our newsletters and our surveys is where the population of Canada that's either experienced breast cancer or has lived with it in their family, they tell us what's important to them. So it gives us that patient voice very clearly, and that we know what policies need to be changed, where the stumbling blocks are. You know, without the power of that voice of the people and the patients, you know, we wouldn't know necessarily where to go or what funding is important. But I think that power of that voice is just so clear on where Breast Cancer Canada goes and what type of funding that we do.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. How can we get involved in supporting Breast Cancer Canada's mission during this time of significance?
There's all kinds of ways to support. We have our Raise More Challenge, which is going on right now, you know, certainly through our website, through different types of research support, calls for grants, all of those different ways that get in touch. Anything that people can do to help support Breast Cancer Canada and its mission is really, you know, significant to us. They can also get involved. It's actually just launched a brand new research study, and it's called Progress Tracker, which means that anyone who's ever had a breast cancer diagnosis, regardless of where they are in their journey, they can just be newly diagnosed, they can be 20 years later diagnosed. They can get involved in this research project. It doesn't matter where they live. So any small little community, we are going to be capturing that patient voice in the largest patient-reported outcome study done in Canada ever. So we're asking people to get involved in that as well if they're a breast cancer survivor or someone newly diagnosed. But yeah, again, anywhere you are in your stage of breast cancer, you're welcome to participate in that research study.
If someone wants to learn more about BCC or make a donation to breast cancer research, what's the best way to learn more?
Yeah, you know what? Our website is probably the best, which is breastcancerprogress.ca. Certainly reach out to us, send us an email, read through our website. You'll see some of the innovative funding that we've done for research and some of the things we're looking at for the future.
Breast Cancer Canada's mandate is to know more. Could you discuss the significance of knowledge and research in the mission to end breast cancer in terms of prevention, early detection, and personalized treatments?
Yeah, absolutely. Our know more is a double entendre where, you know, the more we know, the sooner we can end it. And the whole point is the knowledge, so the K-N-O-W, is what's going to be power and driving that change in breast cancer. And the no, N-O, is no more. We don't want to see it anymore. What we're looking for is something more like a disease that you live with for perhaps the rest of your life, something like diabetes. So it's a manageable disease as opposed to something that's life-threatening.
You can find out more about Breast Cancer Canada on our website, ravenradio.ca. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.